Moose Jaw. It was February 2019 when Gregory Samuel Lawrence and his wife, Marjorie, were experiencing marital problems, and on this occasion, their verbal argument turned physical. Frustrated with the issues they were experiencing in their marriage, Lawrence lost his composure during the dispute and shoved and choked his spouse. No other allegations of abuse occurred between the two people afterward, but on June 27, 2023, the Moose Jaw Police Service began an investigation into complaints of assault that Mrs. Lawrence brought forward. On January 31, 2024, following the investigation, police charged Lawrence with assault, contrary to Section 266 of the Criminal Code, and choking, contrary to Section 267 of the Criminal Code. Lawrence had resigned from the SASC Party Caucus the day before and sat as an independent for the remainder of the term. Lawrence, 58, appeared in Moose Jaw Provincial Court on November 20, where he pleaded guilty to assault, while the Crown withdrew the charge of choking. As part of a joint submission, Judge Ross Green imposed a conditional sentence on the former Moose Jaw Waccamaw MLA. He will spend the next 12 months on probation and must follow conditions, such as keeping the peace, being of good behavior, and having no contact with or being near Marjorie. As long as Lawrence obeys the conditions of his conditional discharge, he will not end up with a criminal record. Crown Prosecutor Robbie Parker read the facts of the February 2019 incident, noting that his office had been in regular contact with Mrs. Lawrence, and she was quite satisfied with the resolution. The Crown added that the shove was relatively minor in nature, while the conditional discharge was in the public interest and would not negatively affect the public. Defense lawyer Merv Nidesh told the judge that Lawrence experienced a severe motorcycle incident in August 2023 that left him with many physical and emotional problems while he is still struggling with those injuries. Moreover, he has acquired a support dog to help him with his emotional distress. "I've known him for a long time. I've literally walked the streets, campaigning, with him," said Nidesh. "It's well known who he is in this community and the position that he once held. Lawrence has been a wonderful member of the community, and interacted with most people he encountered as an MLA, while the assault was completely out of character," the defense lawyer continued. "Further, the ex-MLA is a very kind and gentle soul, who is now attempting to overcome his injuries." Lawrence did not have anything to say, so Judge Green accepted the joint submission and imposed a $100 victim fund surcharge for the assault offense.